Hello there. Before we start, be aware that this week's episode is full of references, so check out our cheat sheet at bacast.com with links, videos, and additional audio.
Being a vegetarian in Buenos Aires is extremely difficult, as you all know. And my friend Santiago used to live here, and he was a vegetarian. We went out to dinner one night, and we were ordering. It was like a pasta place, and it went something like this. Perdón.
Sí, sí, un segundito. Sí,
entonces
son dos... No, Coca no, línea Pepsi, ¿puede ser? Sí. Bueno, Pepsi, no, Sprite no, Severazo. Sí, dos. Ok. Sí.
Okay. 20 perdón.
Sí.
Perdón.
Sí, sí, ¿qué tal? Buen día.
Hola, señorita. Quiero
¿de dónde es usted? Where are you from?
I'm from
Aires. I am Melissa.
You speak English?
Something. Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
I am studying in the faculty.
Right. So, okay, so you have this, see this pasta here that has cuatro queso?
Slower.
Pasta? Cuatro queso?
Yes, pasta.
What kind of cheese does it have? Of queso?
Kind.
Is it mozzarella? Is it...
Let me check with the cocinero. The cooker.
Oh,
the cooker.
Okay, great. I'll wait for you. What did he say?
He'll say the have inside the white cheese. The
okay.
Cream
like
cheese.
Cream cheese. Okay.
Parmesan. Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
And macchina cheese.
Oh, that sounds exotic. Does it, what kind of, it says salsa, I'm assuming that's the sauce that goes on top.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What is taco?
No, we don't serve
you
tacos
this,
here.
You see, no, you see this word right here on the menu? Do you see this word? It says
tuco.
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 Okay, what is that?
The tuco have tomato.
Oh, so it's a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Great.
And cebolla.
Okay.
Cebolla, chipolla. Cut it.
Oh,
it
onions.
Makes you cry.
Onions, great.
Yeah, onions.
So really important. I'm a vegetarian,
and
I can't eat any meat.
No, it's tuco and cheese.
Okay. So there's
tomato,
no,
cheese.
Just to be sure, because I can't, really important, 10 years as a vegetarian, no meat. Okay, so I cannot have meat.
Don't worry.
Okay,
we don't have meat.
No meat. Great, I'll have that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, girar de ravioles with the four cheeses. Enjoy.
Great, fantastic.
Buen provecho. Good provecho. Good food.
Good provenance. Good food.
No,
yeah.
Good food.
Having,
that you like it.
Right. Thank you. Okay. So This looks a little weird to me. What's that?
That's jamón.
Isn't that ham? Ham, like from a pig, like
the
but I asked specifically. I asked you if it had any meat.
No, that's not meat. It's jamón. Fiambre.
Dan Carlin is the expat. Fernando Farias is the local. BACast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Oh, you know who I can do?
Chief. Police Chief Wiggum.
Jefe Gorgori.
Yeah.
They call him Jefe Gorgori?
I don't know why. I really don't know how. Where do they get these
names? The Guatemalan insanity pepper. Made in the jungle primeval.
I have never, ever heard The Simpsons in English. I don't know how they sound.
You should watch some on YouTube. I have fucking 8 seasons of them right there.
Okay, keep them. I mean, I don't have time to watch The Simpsons. I don't watch them anymore.
Wow. I'm a little hurt.
You don't like my books, and I don't get hurt.
Well, that's because your books suck.
Well,
Simpsons don't suck.
The Simpsons don't suck. After 20 years, I'm not saying they
believe 20 years?
Eh? It's amazing, and I mean, it's fantastic, but I mean, it doesn't entertain me anymore.
No, you're right. I got tired of it about 10 years ago, actually.
Yeah, when they began to be screened in Argentina.
What about Family Guy?
It seems today.
I never watched it. I mean, it's too American. It's too U.S.
You're right, that's true.
I mean, I need some background. It's just for you listening to Tangalanga.
I was in a taxi today, and the taxi driver was cracking up listening. Well, it was on at like noon. She's on with a couple guys.
That's Elizabeth Bernassi.
And the taxi driver was just busting up laughing the whole way.
Were you laughing?
No.
Well, there you go.
Fair one, Dan zero.
In connection with the issue of protesting...
Like that cold water? I'm going to give you some really cold water. I'm going to fuck your throat up so bad. And you're going to be like, I can't even speak.
No.
I drank cold water.
That's not how you sound after you drink cold water.
Are you sure?
The voice cracks.
Oh, that's true. That does happen for me for like 10 seconds.
You see? Ignorant.
Fair too, Dan Zero. Wow. Wow. Monumental day for Fair.
You don't realize it, but this is the average. And I edit the show, so it's like I'm the asador. I keep the best parts for me.
That's wow. Wow.
3-0.
Yeah, it is 3-0, isn't it? I'd like to do something different than my voice. That's just boring.
It's not boring.
When I have this instrument, why not use it? Oh, fair three, Dan one.
Many people are turned on by your voice. So
I am.
Then go ahead.
I talk myself in the mirror all the time. Episode 18, February 17th, 2011.
You know, the uprising in Egypt of last week triggered in us an interest in messing with crisis, protests, road blockades, piquetes, and demonstrations in Argentina.
In connection with that, top five places to stage pickets in Buenos Aires, if you're interested, of course. The Spanglish Playground with the second part of Expressions of Sympathy. We'd like to thank two people, journalist Taos Turner of the Argentine Post, for calling us entertaining, quote-unquote, and actor Fenia Ortali,
who made a guest appearance on the restaurant radio drama of the opener of today. If you like improvisation theater, you should check Global Impro. Well, you know how it works. It's a show in which him and other actors create and interpret stories on the spot.
The expats of Buenos Aires have their say. This is the Expat Chat.
Hola, my name is Miguel. I'm from Mexico, from Torreón. It's in the north of the country. I was born and raised there, and I moved to the States when I was 15. Lived there for 4.5 years, and I moved to Buenos Aires in 2007. And I absolutely love this city. I'm always complaining about it, but
you complain from the what
because love it so much.
No, using the same reasoning the U.S. Americans have, like the customer service.
I mean, the usual complaints,
lack of variety, or from another point of view.
From the Latin American point of view, more like
from the Latin American point. What are the criticisms? Sure. What are the complaints from the Latin American point of view?
You can't fathom that there would be complaints from the Latin American point of view.
I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna be the first one to say this, in Latin American culture, the Argentines are very snobby. Whenever I came here and started doing business, first of all, like before you even begin to think about doing business with an Argentine, they have to like you. It's not like the difference between the States and Mexico even and here is that the Argentines have to trust you. They have to, like, they don't care if you sit down. I can talk to them, chamullarlos for like an hour or two, tell them how much money they're going to make. And if they don't like me, they don't trust me, they're not going to do business with me. So
But if they feel that they can have an asado with you, you can take all the money from
them. Exactly. If I sit down with them and I have a couple of mates and I talk to them about asado and this and that, they're going to say yes.
They're in.
This podcast is brought to you by Anuva Wines, ANUVAwines.com.
So, well, everybody knows what happened in Egypt last week. The dictator, Mubarak, was brought down by protests after 18 days of... Well, everybody knows this, but basically, this is an excuse for us to talk a little bit to...
About bringing down Cristina.
No.
She's hot, I think.
She was very hot. Have you seen pictures of her when she
was
young?
Yeah.
When she was a student in La Plata?
Super hot. She's hot now.
We wanted to recall the protests here in Argentina in 2001. That's when pickets became more notorious. Pickets and cacerolazos are the most common means of protesting here in Argentina. In 2001...
The word cacerolaza comes from the word cacerola, which you use to make a casserole, which is a pot.
You bang on a pot. Yeah, you bring it...
And the ending... Aso, or like cabezazo, is the same as cacerolazo, which is like a big, big pot.
Or a blow.
Yeah.
A cacerola blow, uh-huh. A pot blow.
Exactly, like a cabezazo is a head blow.
Mm-hmm.
Head blow.
This is how Buenos Aires sounded in those days of late December, 2001.
I get, that stuff was still going on when I got here in 2004.
Really?
Yeah, they were still picketing downtown by all the banks. All the banks had graffiti. It said, ladrones, robos, los bancos nos robaron, all that sort of
stuff. For our friends who are not familiar with what happened in 2001, the government, in order to avoid a money drain, they allowed banks to freeze people's savings, and there was a limit for withdrawals per day, and this... Well, made the people of Buenos Aires mainly very angry, and they started doing this.
Sounds like a soccer game. Patriotic. I think you guys all just like to get together and sing and clap and jump around in a group. This is why you don't need alcohol to do this stuff, because you do this stuff naturally.
Mm-hmm.
To get English people or Americans or Canadians to do this, you got to get them drunk.
Or steal their savings.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans got their savings stolen in the banking crisis of 2008, and they didn't do anything like this.
What do you think
Lost their jobs.
What do you think that is?
I think that's because they're optimistic. And
you're very tame. You're very...
I don't know if it's that they're tame. I think
compliant.
That they... Compliant, maybe. Maybe. The only time you can really think back to real protests, because when I was in eighth grade and we had the first Iraq War, there were three kids who walked around the school protesting.
You know who was here in Buenos Aires in 2001 during the crisis?
Who?
Yankee Mike.
I was here in December.
You witnessed
for Christmas, visiting my wife's family, and we were all the Christmas tree and everything, and the Plaza de Mayo on the TV.
Yeah.
We were right here in the middle of all of that, and it was. I must confess that there was no way, with my limited experience with Argentina, to actually absorb how serious that event was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, becoming from a much more brutal country than Argentina.
Brutal?
Of course.
The United States is more brutal than
absolutely.
Not, right?
The government in Argentina fell, for a lot of different reasons. But the Itacas, the shotguns, shotgun-wielding policemen in the Plaza de Mayo really was what tipped it over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tipped it over in a big way. Now, in the United States, you could, and we do, and we have, shot plenty of people in public squares with shotguns, and no government ever fell because of it. And everybody is just all in agreement with it. It was like, they were doing something bad. They were out there. They were disturbing us.
Yeah, disturbing the peace.
They wouldn't leave. We told them three times. What are you going to do?
Besides shoot them. And, not to mention how
not to
how
laugh
we...
about them. We're laughing. But that's not laughable.
Not...
So, the cacerolazo, the word cacerolazo is no longer translated. It's used in, for example, in protests all over the world. Even
wow.
though it comes from Argentina, or mainly from Argentina, it is used...
Hey, add one to the list of Argentine inventions.
A couple of weeks ago, there were cacerolazos in Italy.
Voglio cannelloni per me, sì per me.
Wow.
And they call it cacerolazo.
We're having a cacerolazo. We're out of pasta. What are we going to do?
No. It's not because they are out of pasta. It's against Berlusconi and his liking.
Is he involved in football?
No, he's accused.
Does he make red
he's
sauce?
Accused of
white
well,
sauce?
Paying for underage sex workers.
Chianti? Ooh, that's way worse than...
Solo il rumore di pentole coperte
per dire basta con le ragazze del Bunga Bunga. And he's what, the president?
Presidente del Consiglio is like the prime minister.
Siamo a livello dell'Egitto ormai, se si va di questo passo.
Cacerolazos are mainly a middle class way of protesting.
By the way, what do you define as middle class here?
Let me rephrase that. Buenos Aires city citizens. Buenos Aires city neighbors, as opposed to greater Buenos Aires people who live in really low-income areas. Who were the affected by this money deposits restrictions of 2001, the Corralito?
Mm-hmm.
Poor people don't have bank accounts. And it was that protest, the Cacerolazo, that brought down De La Rúa. By the way, the former father of Shakira's boyfriend. The former Shakira's
former father.
How do you say that? Shakira's former boyfriend's father was the president of Argentina that was brought down by the cacerolazo.
Luke, I was formerly your father.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, one more time.
So we're not talking about a picket where they're peacefully protesting on the sidewalks or
no,
in
no,
the plaza.
We're talking about
blocking off a road.
A picket is a blockade, a road blockade, not a protest.
Well, I don't think that, I mean, the definition in English, I don't think is that. Because in English, to picket is to do a demonstrate, but it's not to block anything.
The people who first used them laid off workers of the state-run YPF in Cutralcó, Neuquén province, the mid-1990s, under the Menem presidency. They said, this is the only way we can make ourselves heard. We have tried picketing. And
peaceful picketing.
Peaceful
now we're
picketing.
Being using aggressive picketing.
And I think we're gonna be here a long, long time until the government meets our demands. We're not gonna let anybody go through. No, 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 no. I'm a picket man. Picket man, burning up some tires on the road.
You see, to me, this is a clear step in the wrong direction because the roads are arteries that bring food to millions of people who have nothing to do with this situation.
Of course, that's the point of everybody. But everybody who wants to be heard immediately will resort to a road blockade or a piquete. First, the unemployed and the poor. Outsourced workers claiming to be hired permanently. Farmers rejecting a tax hike. Remember in 2008?
Yeah. Of course.
Environmentalists rejecting the construction of a factory. Students. Neighbors with no electricity last December. Unionists claiming for the release of a...
So basically everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that many people who criticize pickets because they are affecting other people, they are bothering, they are harming other people.
Right.
If they are in need, at this point, they would also resort to pickets. And when asked, and when noticed, pointed out...
Yeah, so when it works for them, they do it. And when it doesn't work for them, they don't want it.
And when you point out this to them, but weren't you against pickets?
Right.
Yes, but this picket is just...
B-A-Cast. B-A-Cast. B-A-Cast.
The top five places for staging roadblocks.
Right, basically, you got to stay away from these places basically at all times because you never know when there's going to be a picket there.
Well, no, pero me vine todo cortado.
That means there was a picket or there was construction and the buses had to go around or whatever. His bus didn't come.
Puesto número cinco.
Pueyrredón or Callao Avenue as well, and Santa Fe Avenue. These are usually the meeting spots for upper middle class, well off citizens protests.
Puesto número cuatro.
Puesto número cuatro, Callao and Corrientes, a favorite for students of the UBA.
That's the university.
They know what the UBA is.
Puesto número tres.
9 de Julio and Belgrano, right in front of the Social Welfare Ministry, the favorite spot for pickets and jobless organizations, mainly from the Gran Buenos Aires in 2010. For instance, a picket camp was set up on the 8-lane southbound half of the biggest avenue in Buenos Aires for a couple of days.
Puesto número dos, Puente Pueyrredón, south of the city. Blocking it produces a mess. In addition, there's a lot of bad memories from 2002, as this is where two piqueteros died as a result of police repression.
Completely no joke now. Many point out that those tragic deaths
resulted in a reluctance to clear roads by force ever since.
Puesto número uno.
Panamericana Highway.
That's like a gold mine for the piquetero, right?
Yeah, well,
because that just means millions of people that are going to be pissed, that are going to listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. An interruption of traffic on this highway means immediately kilometers of vehicles in line.
Don't say
road blockade.
Instead, say
piquete.
Spanglish playground.
Second part of expressions of sympathy. Kimakana is the most acceptable, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was laid off. Yeah. Ooh, Kimakana. Summarizing, Kimakana, Kibajon, Kigarron. That's kind of acceptable. Now, crossing the line into the XXX,
Oh, yeah.
We could have, also, always in the context of...
One of my favorite words in Spanish. Hang on. One of my favorite words in Spanish, poronga.
That has several meanings. I mean, literally translates as cock. But in this context, you can express your sympathy to someone who just been to through a difficult situation. For example, it applies to my car... broke down.
Right.
Uy, yeah. Que poronga.
Right.
Que cagada. What a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to add real emphasis to your expression of sympathy, before the que macana, que cagada, que poronga, que garcha, you can add a pero. Pero que cagada.
Yeah.
Pero yeah. Que macana. And you grab your head.
Or as well, you can bite your lip and make like a... But you take your upper teeth and you bite your exactly. lower lip.
BA Cast. The Buenos Aires Podcast.
Next week is short to introduce you to some fundamental Argentine tunes.
With an special guest.
Who?
We are not going
to
say.
We can't tell. We gotta leave you in suspense.
Surprise.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be good salespeople. Oh! You're a salesman. Whether you like it or not. So, 2 cents. BA Cast Daily. You can check it out for news and tips and things to do in the city. And, ciao tune.
Spaniard Joaquin Sabina is considered practically a demigod by his fans across Latin America, from Mexico to Uruguay, Colombia to Chile. This singer-songwriter does nothing but sell out stadiums. He's going to be in Buenos Aires in April, next time.
He wanted to be a poet initially, and this may be noticed in the sophistication of his lyrics.
You know, the man lived in Buenos Aires for a time, and of course he had a local girlfriend to whom he dedicated this song, which in reality is a homage he pays to many Argentine things like Colectivos or Boca Juniors. And he also stresses the use of Argentine words like pollera, for skirt, instead of the Spanish word falda.
By the way, there's another Spaniard in Buenos Aires we'd like to mention who just joined the BA Cast team. And his name is Juan Malinares, and he is fantastic. We're thankful to have him.
This song is dedicated to you, Dieguitos y Mafaldas. Obviously, Dieguito Maradona and Mafalda, like the cartoon character.
Right.
Did you know that?
No. Mafalda, I know. Yeah, I've heard of Mafalda.
And Dieguito Maradona?
Who?
20 años cosidos a retazos de urgencias, de simulos y rutinas. 20 años cumplidos en mis brazos con la carne del alma de gallina. 20 años de príncipes azules que se marchaban antes de llegar. 20 tangos de Mansi en los baúles. 20 siglos sin cartas de papá, de González Catán en colectivo. A la cancha de Boca por Laguna va soñando, hoy ganamos el partido. La niña de los ojos de la luna, los muchachos de la 12 más violentos. Cuando la jona en la bombonera le pide a la Virgen de los Vientos que le levante a Paula la pollera. 20 años de mitos mal curados dibujando Dieguitos y Mafaldas. 20 vidas hubiera yo tardado en contar los lunares de su espalda. Le debo una canción y algunos besos que valen más que el oro del Perú. Sus huesos son sobrinos de mis huesos. Sus lágrimas, los clavos de mi cruz. De González Catán en colectivo. A la cancha de Boca por Laguna va soñando, hoy ganamos el partido. La germu que me engaña con la luna, alguna vez le harán un monumento. Los de la barra brava a mi bostera, y una ermita a la Virgen de los Vientos, que le levanta a Paula la pollera de González Catán. A Tirso de Molina te traje, de España a la Argentina, que meneo, que vaivén, que ajetreo, que mareo, que ruinas.